Okay, today is Daf Samach Ches. We're on Daf Samach Zayin, our base at the Mishnah, and today's share is sponsored by the Daskal family. Zeichen Nishmas, David Yechiel, Michal, Ben Yehoshua, Chaim, Shalom Shev and Aliyah. Here we go. So, Bo Lo L'Isaron, when a guy comes for his Isaron, I think this is talking about any carbon, not maybe the only the Omer. You'll see why I'm saying that.
Omer.
Only the Omer? So Nasan Olav Shamno, they put the oil in, Uluvanaso, and the Lavona, Yatzak, they mix it, Yatzak, they pour it, Ubalal, and then they mix it. Okay? So they put in oil twice. Nasan Olav Shamno, Uluvanaso, Yatzak, they pour in oil, Balal, they mix it. Says Rashi, Shkein Derech Kol HaMenachos, Shinosin Shemen Tchila B'Kli, first you put in the oil, V'achakach, Nosin Soles, V'chozev Yotzek Oleh HaShemen Ubalal, Put in the oil twice. Fine.
It's funny,
he
says kolam, not every mincha.
What? That's why I was wondering if it's every mincha. Because then the next line is like this. Hainif, they wave it. Vehegish, komets, they bring the komets forward. Vehiktir, they burn it. Right? Vashar nechal kahanim. And the rest of it is eaten by kahanim. The rest of the omer is only eaten by kahanim? Didn't we say the other day that it wasn't Kodesh, the money only went on the one that was part, and the rest of it's not, and it doesn't even have Kedusha? Why only the Kohanim then? That's why I wasn't sure what this means. Why only the Kohanim? What?
No,
the rest, Vashar. The remainder of the part that was burnt. Okay, fine. Mishakarva Omer, when the Omer was brought, Yotzin, people would go out, Umotzon Shuk Yerushalayim, and they would already find in the stores in Yerushalayim, Shumale Kemech Kali. They're already selling wheat. They didn't waste a second. They're already selling wheat. Then you're not allowed to eat chadash until the omer is brought. Right away, the streets are already full. The supermarket's full already of it. You don't have to wait. Shalom brought to chachamim. The chacham were not happy about that. Says Rashi, why not? The gazrinon shema yachal kishiyiksar. Maybe you'll eat it already too early. V'yachal kodem omer. You eat it before they brought the omer. How'd the thing get into the stores already? Had that happened already? They must have caught it beforehand, right? So they were afraid. If they caught it, they're going to eat it. Right? But there's no answer in cutting it. Only answer in eating it.
Right.
But it's a gzeira. We're so scared. You're going to cut it. You're going to eat it. Why are you cutting it so fast? Right? V'zeh shekvar hu kemach vadai niktar kodem omer. So it was for sure cut before the omer. How'd they get flour already? Somebody had to cut it and grind it and make it into flour. Right? Right? How'd that happen? Obviously, they cut it before. So if they caught it before, the chum are not so happy about that. Because maybe you're going to eat it. It's a gzeir, maybe you're going to eat it. Right? Okay. Divrei, Rebbeir. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, no. Brotzen chacham ha'yosin, the chum didn't mind. Why didn't they mind? They weren't choshesh for that gzeira. That's what it must be. Says the Gemara, lo gazer Rebbe Yehuda. Dilma asu lemech l'mineh. Rebbe Yehuda was not worried about that gzeira. V'reminu, 1 minute. We know, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bodkin or Arba Asar, you do Bedikas Chameitz the night of the 14th, right, the night before Erev Pesach. What if you didn't do Bedikas Chameitz then? Uba Arba Asar Shachris. Do it in the morning. Uba Shas Habir. Even do it up till noon. After that, says Rabbi Yehuda, don't do it anymore.
Right, so it's not such in your house anymore.
No. Chamomrim, lo Badak, if you didn't even Bodik it after Pesach. So, Chia Bedikas Chameitz, what's the point? Even Chametz Avol of a Pesach, even on Pesach, you have to do Bedikah all the time. Says Rabbi Yehuda, stop after the sixth hour. Stop after noon. Stop. No more Bedikah. Why? So the answer is, Rabbi Yehuda was gozer, Rashi explains. Rashi said the second Rashi here, B'shas HaBir, the last Rashi on the page. Had B'shas Shishis, Bismano, only in the Zman of you can eat Chametz. Avol Bikan Ve'elich Lo Yivdok. Afilo badak bismano. Even if you didn't do bedika, don't do bedika. Why not? Because we know mishum dilma asil lemechel kemotzi bepesach. You're gonna do bedika chametz on Pesach. You're gonna eat what you find. Better not do bedika. Don't eat chametz, right? You're gonna look at that donut I found. You eat it on Pesach, right? Rabbanan pligila the army lo badak mitocha moed kolomar b'moed sreifaso dahayna b'sheish. You drink achar moed. Do it even at the bedika after yontif. We're not choshish, maybe you're going to eat it. So when it comes to Chadosh, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not worried people are going to eat it early. Go right ahead, cut it early. put it in the stores. You can't eat it. I'm not worried. You're going to make it. But he gets chametz. He's still worried about it. What's the pshat? Amar Rabba, no, shiny chadash.
Why call it a gezeira?
No, it's a gezeira. Don't do bedikas chametz now.
Why call it a gezeira?
What should I call it?
That's not a gezeira.
Yeah, we're not allowing.
We stay away from it.
Exactly.
Avoid it.
Don't do bedikas chametz now. You might come to eat it. Right? Amar Rabba, shiny chadash. No, chadash is different. You know what you're putting in mind? Mitoch, shalo, hitartolo, el aide kitof. Because you were not allowed to cut it with a, instrument. Kitov biyad, aide kitov zacharhu. That was a reminder. You couldn't use a sickle or a tool to cut the before pre omer. You have to use your hands. If you use your hands, that's a simon. That's a reminder. So it's a reminder. Says the Gemara. Rashi says, Ratap Rashi, liktzar b'magel. You couldn't use a magel. Ela ayde kitav piyad. You have to use your hands. Flova magel. Kamo v'katavta me'alisa biyadecha. Dixira kodim omer asura. Fine.
Don't you think that if you have enough mind to use your hands, you have enough mind not to eat it?
That's exactly his point.
So there's
no gzeira because no one's going
to
eat it.
You can use your hand because that way you won't come to eat it.
Right.
You know that you're not going to eat it. You can use anything you want. You're not going to eat it.
Well, no, but maybe you'll forget. So now the Gemara says, 1 second. That's good. That's well and good in the field. Now you're in your kitchen table. What's reminding you now?
The customer who's walking by it, he sees it in the grocery store. He wants to eat.
So they're not allowed to sell it.
He did say that.
No, but the Gemara says, the minute they brought the armor, then it already showed up in the shelves. Right? Fine. So that's fine. But even that's a problem. Because what's it doing on the shelf already? So maybe somebody was processing and they ate it. No, it was done by Yad. No one's going to eat it. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Tinach Ktsira. That's good for Ktsira. Techina v'harkad d'mayikal emer. What about grinding and sifting? How do you prevent anyone from eating it by mistake? Early? Halo kasha, that's not a kasha. Techina berekhai diada. They would only use a handmill, not normal. And harkada ayid gabe nafa. They would do it on the back of the sifter or something, as a shinui. That was a reminder, I can't eat it. Therefore, says Rabbi Huda, no gzera. No one's going to eat it. Everyone's reminded.
That was for the Omer or for every chadash that wasn't...
For any wheat that was being processed before the Omer. That's the issue. So right away, the minute they were in the Omer, they're ready to put it on the shelf. How did it get on the shelf so fast? Aren't we choshesh somebody's going to eat it? No, because everything was done with the shinui. Not choshesh. The chachamim were choshesh. So that's why the Mishnah said, according to them, lo brachna chachamim. The chachamim were not happy about that. We're not happy about that. Jumping the gun a little bit, maybe you're going
to
eat it.
Is there in place not to cut any wheat before the omer is brought with a machine?
Correct. Correct.
That's a gezeira also.
Correct. Correct. Exactly, yes. Now, Beis HaShlachin, what about a funny place called Beis HaShlachin, which is some kind of, how do they translate that in English?
Irrigated
field, which you can't use that for the omer anyway. Beis HaShlachin, the Sharia Ketira, they allowed you to do Ketira there because you can't use it for the omer anyway. Ditnan. Kotzrin Beis HaShlachin, Sheba Malkim, you're allowed to harvest in the Beis HaShlachin, in the deep valley there. That, you can't use that for Omer anyway. Avalo Gochin, and you can't pile it up. So Michael and Amar, how is there going to be a hecker? They shouldn't eat it, right? Ella Amar Baya, Chadash, Badalmine, Chadash, you never next to a Chadash. No one ever eats Chadash. Therefore, you stay away from it. Chametz, lo, badal mine. Chametz, you're so used to. 1 minute. You're so used to it all year. Therefore, we're afraid you're going to eat it. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, don't do bidigas chametz. I'm afraid you're going to eat it. Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda kasha, the Rabbanan, lo kasha. But there's not a kasha according to the Rabbanan. Same problem according to them. They say over here, they were not happy with the chachamim. They were not happy, the Chachamim were not happy putting out the shells early so fast. Yet, they held. You could do B'dikas Chametz the whole time. Even through Pesach. Doesn't make sense either. They also don't make any sense. El Amar Rava, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda, Lokasha, Kiddushininan. That wasn't a Kasha like we explained. The Rabbana, the Rabbana, Lokasha, also not a Kasha. Hu Atzmo, Machzor L'Sarfo. Why is he doing B'dikas Chametz? Because he's hungry? What, can I eat around here? No! He's doing B'dikas Chametz to burn whatever he finds. So Mechel Ochel Minez is going to eat that? He's not going to eat that? He's doing B'dikas Chametz, Mamash, just to burn it. So he's going to find some donut. He's going to eat the donut? Of course not. He's going to burn it. So therefore, I'm not worried about chametz. I'm not going to eat that. The only reason you're searching for it is to burn it. So go do, get chametz, even on your own, just go do it. I'm not worried about that. Chadosh? Of course someone maybe will eat that. Okay. Ravashi Omar, Rashi gives another answer to explain the stira. It's not a good answer. Rabbi Yehuda, ad Rabbi Yehuda, lo kasha. Kemach kali tvan. It says kemach kali. Kemach kali means it's not roy for achila. So therefore, the whole shayla is not a shayla. It's not roy for achila. So it's not edible. Therefore, so no one's gonna eat it. Not edible. Rabashi Beduzi, that's not correct. Tinach mikali ve'elech. That only makes sense from one stage, a kali stage. Ad kali ma'ikal emeimar, where it is edible. So it's not true. V'chitei machinam ad dekitav ukedraba ad dekitav. So maybe you can do it in a shinoi with a hand. Ukedraba beis hashlachin desharya ksira ma'ikal emeimar. What about the place hashlachin where it's mutter to harvest in a regular way? El Rabashi Bedusi. Rabashi is incorrect. So how do we explain the stira? Either why did the chachamim say you cannot put out the omer so fast? Maybe you're going to eat it. Ah, how come chametz they don't care? Because the chametz, you're not going to eat it. Right. And Rabbi Yehuda said just the opposite. Chametz, we stop you because maybe you're going to eat it. And chadash, we don't stop you because you're not going to eat it because either you never eat it or because you have all these shinoyim to remind you. Very good. Okay?
Yeah, but when they harvested the omer, that wasn't with the hand. That was done with a whole production. Right?
Yeah.
That was just the omer itself. Right?
Correct. Well, the omer matered the chadash.
Right, no, but the omer actually, when they cut it,
yes, and it was barley, by the way.
Right.
It was not wheat. Right. It was barley. Mishikarav ha-omer, says the mission like this. Mishikarav ha-omer, once the omer was cut, hutter chadash miyad. Chadash becomes mutter immediately. What's immediately? You don't have to wait. There was another carbon brought with the omer, some animal. You don't have to wait for that. Immediately the chadash is mutter. Immediately. Harechokim, so people live far away from the Beit HaMikdash, how did they know when it became mutter? So harachokim mutarin mechatzot hayom ulahalim. They have to wait till noon. Why? Maybe there was a delay somehow, but and the omer wasn't brought right away. Shachris in the 7 o'clock in the morning. There was a delay, but till past noon, never a delay past noon. What's the basic thing they're schlepping around for? By noon it was done. So by noon you have to wait till noon. You hear that? Bishachar beis hamikdash. Once the beis hamikdash got destroyed, Hiskid Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a rule: Shehei Yom Hanaf Kulo Aser. The whole day. Yom Hanaf means the day of the waving, which means the day when the Omer would have been brought. The whole day you have to wait. Why?
Until nighttime.
The whole day you have to wait. Why? What? What's Eichel Hamikdash? What?
So that means that you're only eating Kaddish for 5 days of Pesach. And earlier we learned in the Mishnah that you ate Kaddish for 6 days of Pesach. And that's why they said that...
Correct. So, Zechel HaMikdash, Mati says, right? Is that what it is? Zechel HaMikdash? That's not the reason. Because the Sfas Emes asks a bomb kasha. He asks a bomb kasha. He says, what's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asering the whole day for? The most he should have done was asering till chatzos. Because
right.
We said they never go to pay chatzos.
Right.
So, right? So what's the issue? So you have to, he gives a funny answer, because it's going to be that the Beit HaMikdash was rebuilt mamish the second day of Pesach. In the afternoon it came started. So it started at 11:30, they came to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash on the second day of Pesach. And they didn't have a chance to get it done past till Chatzos. So the whole day is going to be wasted. So because of that one crazy possibility, he opted the whole day.
And that's, our school gives a better answer.
What's the article say?
Because the pastor says, Etzam Hayom was
there. Uh-huh. So even though the Beit HaMikdash times, you live far away, you live in Wyoming, you could eat already at Chatzos. Why? Because you know the Beit HaMikdash didn't delay past Chatzos. But today, you have to wait the whole day. Why? Because the Rechon Medaka made such a takana. What's the basis of that takana? Because it's Etzem Yom Hazeh. Okay, I hear. But you hear what the Sotheros is asking? Doesn't make any sense, it's takana.
And hence it doesn't make any sense.
You're being more machmir.
What's the question again?
The question is, we said if you live far away during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait till Chatzos. Why? The Beis HaMikdash never schlepped past Chatzos. So then what happened? The Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. So Rebbe Yochanan Mezakai said, don't eat it the whole day. The whole day not. Why? So we'll see in the Gemara why.
Every takana he made after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed,
yeah,
was more than the Beis HaMikdash had. Every single one of them.
Uh-huh. So the question is, why do you have to ask the whole day? You should have asked until Chatzos.
Yeah.
Right? By the way, if you live in Yerushalayim, and you went to the Beis HaMikdash to see what they're doing, at 9 o'clock in the morning, they brought the Omer, that's it, Mutter Chatzos Mutter. Ah, you don't know, because you live far away, you have to wait till Chatzos. So now the Beis HaMikdash is not here. Why do we have to wait till past Chatzos? Should we till Chatzos? There's a funny case, the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt the night, and there was not enough time, it spilled over to the next day. Funny case like that. It's a good question. So the Mati saying, no, that he always made more takana. He always was more machmir than the actual halach. Okay, could be.
He made
it further.
Further. Took
right.
A step further.
Took a step further. Okay.
Beis HaMikdash had one day of waving. We do seven.
Right. So Amar of Yochanan, Amar of Yehuda, Falom and Atomu Oser. It's also in the Torah. Shinemar Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh. Right? It says Etzem Yom Hazeh. Rashi says, Shinemar Ad Etzem Uzman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayib Mishtoi Kura Kizmugi B'Gemara. That pasuk is talking about when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So yes, so what do you mean it's a takana? The Torah said that. So the Gemara is going to get into this. Why are they mutter from Chatzos and on? Because we know that Bezin's not lazy. Right? Bezin's not lazy. Right? So, says the Sfas Emes, wait a minute. What kind of reason is that to wait to stop at Chatzos? Because Bezin's not lazy. Maybe some crazy thing happened. Maybe a crazy thing happened, and it got late, delayed till 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's impossible for it to happen. Even though the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, she'll be all the limbs of Psul Omer. Even though the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, there was never a problem with the Omer. That's a nace. You can't rely on a nace.
First base of
Mikdash. Okay, it's even the first base of Mikdash, right? That was there. You can't rely on a nace. Right? What's going on here? So he answers that you follow the Rove. Rove of the time, it was not a nace. Rove of the time was not a problem. That's where nace, not a problem. Rove of the time was not a problem. It's everybody in the Sfas Emes, what do you mean Rove? You're not allowed to rely on Rove if it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So just wait a little longer, then it'll be Mutter anyway. What kind of Rove is that? Right? So they give two answers. First of all, the Mishnah said it never happened. That's not a normal kind of thing. You can take that to the bank. The Mishnah gave you a promise. It's not going to happen. So that Rove is a better Rove, because the Mishnah said so. Or, that's one answer he gives, the Shechina was there. So the Shechina's there. I have to wait. I have to wait till Chatzos. I have to wait past Chatzos. Past Chatzos, I don't have to wait. Right, basically what you said, exactly.
So, did you see this footnote in Art Scroll that said it's Chatzos Jerusalem time, not in Hebron or wherever you are?
Okay, fair enough.
How do you know?
No, so they never delayed past Chatzos.
So you know 6
so therefore, whatever time, wherever you are,
they did not know right.
Whatever Chatzos is in Jerusalem, you can eat the Omer. Why? Because you can take it to the bank.
Right. But my question is, how in those days would you know time difference?
Oh, I don't know.
Time difference problems.
America wasn't discovered yet.
Until air travel, there wasn't a time frame.
Columbus wasn't born yet.
Until air travel, there wasn't a time frame. It's problems.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear you.
The first awareness is so that was my problem.
So 2 hours
difference.
Rav Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel both say the Gemara. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Omer Matir. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, the Omer itself matered the Chadash. Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Heir Mizrach Matir. The morning matered it.
Sun
up. Of what day? Second day of Pesach. Right? My timer. What's the reason for that? Trey Kroy Ksiv. There are two psukim. It says Ksiv Ad Yom Haviachem until the day you bring it. Uktiv Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Right? Rashi says Ad Mara Hayom Viksavar Ad V'lo Ad Bichlal. Right? You hear that? Okay, Tad. So how do you reconcile the two? It's a steer of the psukim. It says Ad Yom Haviachem until the day you bring it. which is mashma ad v'lo ad b'chlal, so it's not the 16th. And then it says bizman ad etem yom hazeh, which is mashma this day also, the 16th. So it's a problem. So Khan says no. When the one that said you know the one that asked it is man shebeis mikdash kayim, then you have to wait. Khan, the pasuk that said the tchilas hayom is man she'ein beis hamikdash kayim. Okay, the Tiferes Yisrael asked on Rashi, ad v'lo ad b'chlal or ad v'ad b'chlal. How could you say that on the Torah? The Torah said ad etzem yom hazeh. Oh, ad v'lo ad b'chlal. That's an issue we have when people talk. When people talk, what do they mean? Right? I'm going to be here until 7. Does that mean at 7 o'clock you're not here, or even at 7? What does it mean until 7? What does that mean? Right? I mean the Torah ad v'lo ad b'chlal. It doesn't make any sense. It's about the Torah, the Hashem was not clear what he meant. It's a funny thing to say. It's a very funny thing to say. That Hashem didn't know what he's talking about. You know, what did Hashem mean when he said, ad etzem yom hazeh, ad yom aviyachem? What does Hashem mean by that? Ad v'lo ad b'chlal. Hard to say that. There's a whole different shot. Whole different shot, because it's an interesting question. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish Tarmi Tavayu, Afilu Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, even when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Heir Mizrach Matir. Heir Mizrach Matir. All you have to do is wait for the morning. I v'aksiv ad v'yachem. Ah, but it says until you bring it. That was also a mitzvah. That's just a lechachila. You don't want to wait. You can't wait. The mamash can't wait. You don't have to wait. I mishikarva omer hu dechodesh miyad. But didn't the Mishnah say that when you brought the Omer matir the Chadash? Not the morning, not sunrise. That's the mitzvah. That was just lechachila. Lechachila, you should wait till they bring the carbon. You don't want to wait? You don't have to wait. 1 second. Omer hayamatir b'medina, ushtia lechem b'mikdash. Don't we have a brice, another memra, that the Omer was matir, the medina, and shtia lechem in the Beis HaMikdash? Again, so what do you see? The Omer is matir, not sunrise. Again, l'mitzvah. That's just a mitzvah. L'chadchila. Now, v'shachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed, hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, sheyom hanaf kulo aser. The whole day should be aser. My time of why? What's the reason for that gzera? Mehera, maybe. Mehera should happen soon. You bought a Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Should happen soon. The Yom, and people will say, well, ashtakad milo l'chalnu, meher mizrach, didn't we eat it the minute it got light? Sunrise? Hashtanami nechel. We should eat it also now. V'lo yad, the people are not going to know. De'ishtakad lo havi omer. Last year, there was no omer. Right? Last year, there was no omer. So, heyer mizrach matir. That's why the morning was matirit. Because there was no omer. Hashta de ikka omer. Now, there's an omer. Omer matir. The omer is matirit. Right? Now this question makes much more sense. So why you wait the whole day's also? Just wait till Chesed. Now, v'i amshal gadaitech l'mitzvah, if you want to tell me that waiting for the Omer is just l'chadchila, and really you don't have to wait, then what do you make a gzera for? Right? Mishum mitzvah l'kom v'ligzar. For l'chadchila, you went ahead and made a gzera. That doesn't make any sense. If you don't have to wait past sunrise, if sunrise comes, you can eat the Omer. You can eat whatever you want, chadash. The Omer? I don't have to wait for that. What did he make a gzera for? Right? He made a gzera for a l'chatchila.
Anyway.
Yeah. Funny thing. Amr of Nachem b'Yitzchak. No, can't be pshat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai must have held like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amr who said, that's not l'chatchila only. The Amr, min ha-Torah asur. Min ha-Torah you can't eat the Omer. Sh'nemar, that's the Yom HaZeh, adi tumo shal yom. V'kasavar ad v'ad b'chlal. And the whole thing is mitzvah. Really, you don't have to wait. Of course you have to wait. And the whole day is usher, and therefore, the Omer did matter it. And therefore what? If there's no Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait the whole day. It's not a takana. What is it? It's the din. So the Gemara is going to ask, what does it mean you made a takana? It's not a takana. That's the halacha. The halacha is, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait the whole day. That's the halacha. Not because last year, nothing to do with last year. He also took up Yehuda, that there's a takana, that there's a din d'araisa. If there's no omer, you have to wait the whole day. So the Gemara is going to ask, what's the takana for? Umi savar lo kavasei? Doesn't even hold like that. V'amiflad palagalei. He argues on that. Ditnan, mishachar beis hamikdash, when the beis hamikdash got destroyed, hiskin of Yochanan ben Zakkai, sheyom anaf kul aser. Omer of Yehuda, v'lo manatoruhu aser. D'chseva etzem ayom hazeh. He's arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is a Tana. So is Rabbi Yehuda. They could argue on each other. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, black and white, it's takana. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a takana, it's a daraisa. You're not allowed to eat the day. There's no basis of it. You have to wait the whole day. Not a takana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What are you doing? So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda, huda katoi. When Rabbi Yehuda heard that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I'm making a takana, that from now on, now there's no basis, Benjamin was destroyed, right? It was destroyed last year. So make a new takana, that you're not allowed to eat Omer, you're not allowed to eat Chadash the whole day, second day of Pesach. Ruda piped up, what do you mean a takana? It's Asher Medaraisa now. So he made a mistake. Who suffered? He thought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Medrabanan ka'amar. He thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held, like the Rabbanan, that what? That you're allowed to eat the Omer on sunrise, and for some reason he made a takana. Falohi, that wasn't true. Midaraisa ka'amar. It was daraisa. It was a din daraisa. I have a hiskin katani, but says he made a takana. Takanas are not daraisa. They're a made-up thing by the rabbis. What does it mean, v'hiskin? He made a takana? No. My hiskin, what does it mean he made a takana? Darash v'hiskin. He made a drasha, and he made a takana from the drasha. Meaning, he just made a novel drasha. That's all it means. Doesn't mean he made a takana in the normal sense of what we say. Right? Don't do this, because it could lead to that. That's a takana. Right? Don't go swimming, because maybe you'll build a raft. Right? It's a takana. Don't do this. Don't do eggs. It'll lead to B. That's not what it is over here. What does it mean, takana? It means he made a drasha. So as we stay right now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana was not a takana. He held like Rabbi Yehuda, another tana, who held that when the Beis HaMikdash is not around, the min daraisa, you have to wait the whole day. Because there's everything we know. Right? What? And that from now, it's not a gzera.
It's not a
gzera. What?
What's the difference between a gzera and a takana?
A gzera, a takana is usually because A will lead to B.
Right.
A gzera is just a gzera. Don't do this.
Okay.
Not because it's not going to lead to anything, just don't do it.
We should follow this up once or do this.
Well, or do something, right. Like there's a gzera that a kohen that has, was a gzera back then, that a kohen that had a funny thing on his hands, blotches or paint or something, shouldn't do him because they're going to laugh at him. It's a gzera. It's not going to lead to anything.
Okay.
No, it's better right? Example is he used the gzera that we have of taking the lulav outside for 7 days.
Right.
That doesn't do anything.
Right.
Right.
That's the difference. Usually takanas, don't do this, it's going to lead to that.
Right, okay.
Right, don't go, you know, don't hang around women, it's going to lead to worse things. Right?
Dancing,
exactly.
That's just a good idea.
Her papa of Huna Brave of Yeshua, Achli Chadash, Beorta de Shitzar, Nagi Shibzar. He ate Chadash at night of the 16th going into the 17th, which is Matzah of the second day, right? Kasavar, he held like this. Chadash, Bechutz La'aretz, the Rabbanon. Chadash and Chutz La'aretz, the Rabbanon anyway. Usveika, Lo, Chayshinon. And for a Safek, how is not Choshesh? What's a Safek? What's a Safek?
He was Choshesh. He waited till the 17th night.
What?
No, the
chashash was that maybe Bezim made a mistake when they made Adar into Nisan.
Yeah, but he's waiting a whole other day.
What? Yeah. V'rabbanan de'ber vashi achli b'tzafra b'shitzar. He ate in the morning of the 17th, even more machmer. K'savar, chadash b'chutz la'aretz daraisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'derabbanan ka'amar. He was a derabbanan. V'chihizkin li'o manaf l'sveika lo tikein. He didn't do it for his sveika. Amar Avina, Amar Li'aim, mother told me, Avuch, your father? Love Yachal Chadash Ela Beorta the Shibtar Nagi Shibtar Tamnesar. He only ate Chadash on the 17th at night, going into the 18th. He had a whole other day. Kasavar the Savar Lach Rav Yehuda. He held like Rav Yehuda that it's Asur V'Chayas L'Sveika. And it was Choshesh for Sveika Dioma. He waited another day. Okay. Next Mishnah. HaOmer HaYamater B'Medina. The Omer matered Chadash wheat in the world, in the whole world. Shtei Alechem B'Mikdash. But Shtei Alechem was materit in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash could not use new wheat until Shavuos, those 7 weeks. They may be in Minchas, Menachos, Ubikurb, Uminchas Behema, Kodom LaOmer. You can't bring any new Minchas before the Omer. Okay? V'imhevi Pasul, and if you bring it, it's Pasul. Kodom Shtei Alechem, Lo Yevi. Before Shtei Alechem also can't bring it. Why? Because in the Beit HaMikdash, no new wheat until Shavuos. But if im hevi kosher. But if you brought it, it's not the end of the world. If you brought it, if you brought a mincha from Chadash before the Omer is brought, puzzle. If you brought a mincha from Chadash before the Shteya Lechem was brought during those 7 weeks, it's kosher b'diavad. Okay, what's the difference? So, Yosef Rav Tarfon v'kakashili ma ben kodem omer l'kodem Shteya Lechem. What's the difference? How come before the Omer it's no good according to everybody, but if you bring it before the Shavuos, it's a b'diavad, it's okay. What's the difference? Amar lefana of Yehuda bar Nechemya, lo. I'll tell you the difference. Im amarta kodem l'omer. You know why it's usher before the Omer? Shkin l'hutim mechol etahadiyot. Because nobody's allowed to use Chadash now. Chadash is usher for everybody in the world. Tomer kodem shtei alechem. But before the shtei alechem, shutim mechol etahadiyot. So at least it's mutter for everybody during those 7 weeks, during the weeks of Svira, everybody else could be in Chadash. That's mutter now. So a guy brought it to the base of Hamikdash where it's usher. Okay, not the end of the world. Shasak Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon was quiet. Like it was a good explanation. It's a very difficult Gemara now. Shav upanash of Shal Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya. Yehuda ben Nechemya was all aglow. He was all aglow. He got a good pshat into his Rebbe. Amal Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, Yehuda, shav upanecha sheish batez hazakein. You all lit up because you embarrassed the elder. Tamani, I wonder myself in Tarech Yom if you can have a long life. I'm scratching my head. You can have a long life? I wonder about that. Amar Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. Also a perek, Prasa Pesachoya. This happened 2 weeks before Pesach. Kisha'alisa la'atzeres. So Shavuos came, Sha'alti Acharav, Yehuda ben Nechemya Hechenu. Where's Yehuda ben Nechemya? Why don't I say hello to him? Amar lo, Nifta v'halach lo. He already passed away. Right? It's a harsh Gemara here. Right? What? Right. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he has a sefer called Orchas Yosher. Interesting sefer, very interesting things in there. And he says that doesn't say the Gemara that Reb Tarfon was bothered. Doesn't say Reb Tarfon was bothered. It says he was quiet. So maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. So instead of Rabbi Akiva saying that, why did Rabbi Akiva just give him some musar and tell him, you shouldn't have done that. Don't gloat. Shouldn't be gloating. Walking around like you're a big shot. And because of that, we have to lose him? He has to die? Will you chayav misa for that? What's going on here? Right? So he says that obviously you can't have a Rebbe or be hanging around who has gloating issues, and all the Talmidim will be gloaters, and it's a terrible thing. The question is much better than the answer. No?
Yeah.
What?
Not
the first case we have a thing like this. Amr of Nachar Bayitchak, Ladivri Yehuda ben Nechemya, Nesachim Bikurim Shemakrivim Kodim Omer Ksherin. Nechasim or Bikurim that are brought before the Omer are kosher. Why? Because those aren't, that's not Omer, that's not wheat, right? It's wine or Bikurim that are brought before the Omer. So Pshita, not obvious. Obvious? Ma'od Tema, I would have thought, Hasam, that since, but before the Shteya Lechem, Hudahuk the Mechlal Yitel Hedyot. Awal Hacha, Tulhutu Mechlal Olo, since they're not Mutter at all, no. Come on, Shalom. Koshkein Hudlo, Esu Klal, not Asr at all. So, not Asr at all. No Havamina, why wine have to wait? No, Obikur. Now, Seder, Hanse, Gully, Pil, Simon. Pil's an elephant. Yes, tomorrow's daf, the Gemara will talk about an elephant. Boy, Rabbi Chama asked the following question. Shtei Lechem. So the Shtei Lechem matired wheat in the Beis HaMikdash. Mahu she'atiru shelo kesidron. Is it possible to matir it out of order? Heichi dami. What does that mean, out of order? What do you mean by that? Kigon, for example, Dizarinhu ben Omer l'shtei HaLechem. Right? You planted it between the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Iyar, to be easy, give an easy date. You planted it Rosh Chodesh Iyar. V'hichlif, and Elihu, Shtei HaLechem v'Omer. And it passed over the Shtei HaLechem and the Omer. What does that mean, it passed over? The year went by. Mai, what's the story? Kisidron Shirinon, Shalok Kisidron, Lo Shirinon? Or Dilma, Shalok Kisidron, Nami Shirinon? So, can it be used next year? What's the question here? One second. Yeah. Right?
Well, the question is what defines? Is the planting or the harvesting? What's harvesting?
Taking root.
Taking root?
Yeah.
When does that happen usually? When
do
you plant it? Plant it. So the question now is, can I use this wheat for my Omer and not for the Shtei Alechem?
I'm talking about a year later.
A year later.
Yeah.
Right? No, I'm sorry. My question is, can I use this wheat after I bring the Omer next year? Or I have to wait till after Shtei Alechem of next year? Because it was planted in between. That's the question. So, Mai. So what's the, well, yeah, so, it's out of order. So what's the question? What's the issue? Omer Rabba Toshma. V'yam Takriv Minchas Bikurim. Minchas HaOmer Kasim Medaber. Mehechen Ba. It says, V'yam Takriv Minchas Bikurim. That doesn't mean Minchas Bikurim, it means Minchas HaOmer. Minas HaOrim Ata. Minas HaOrim. It has to be gone from barley. Ata Or Minas HaOrim. Maybe it's from wheat. Well, it's Omer, no. Nemar Ba'aviv B'Mitzrayim. It says by Borod. Aviv b'Mitzrayim, v'nemar Aviv v'Doros, and it says Aviv by the Omer, ma Aviv v'Omer b'Mitzrayim to Orin, just like by the Aviv b'Mitzrayim was barley, af Aviv v'Omer b'Doros to Orin. That's how you know that the Omer is from barley. It's a Gzeirah Shavah from Barod. You hear that? If anyone asks you, how do you know the Omer has to be from Barod? It doesn't say the Torah barley. No, it's a Gzeirah Shavah from Barod. Talk about Gzeirah Shavah from left field. Can you get a bigger left field Gzeirah Shavah than this one?
It's so obvious that Barod is barley.
Yeah, it says over there that the barley wasn't ripe.
Yeah.
It says barley. So it's a Gzeirah Shavah from Barod. Ma Aviv Omer time. Asarvin Aviv, okay, fine. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Matina Yachid Shmevi Chavasa Menachitin. Yachid brings wheat. The Chavasa Menasarvin. Yachid also brings barley. For example, a Sota. The Tzibor Shmevi Chavasa Menachitin. Mevi Chavasa Menasarvin. So too the Tzibor has to bring wheat and barley. Imata Omer Ba Menachitin. If you could bring Omer from wheat, Lo Matzinu Tzibor Shmevi Chavasa Menasarvin. Then there's no case we ever bring barley. Davar Acher, imat Omer ba Menachitin o Shtei Alechem Bikurim. Davar Acher, imat Omer ba Menachitin ein Shtei Alechem Bikurim. If the Omer can be brought from wheat, then there's no Shtei Alechem Bikurim. What does that mean? There's no Shtei Alechem Bikurim. Oh, then the Shtei Alechem won't be first. That's what the word is. The Shtei Alechem won't be first. It's already been brought. Wheat's already been brought.
Uh-huh.
If you can bring Omer out of wheat, then it's already been brought. Right. That can't be. V'imitha, and if it's true that out of order is good, the Shtei Alechem Shalok Kisidron Shirinon, then out of order will be good. Then you're going to bring the Omer, for, then you're going to bring wheat before you bring wheat. Mishkachas La, the Makriv Omer Mehanach, the Ishrish Kodem Shtei Alechem, Ubasar Omer the Ishtakid, and the Omer from last year, Ushtei Alechem Mehanach, the Ashrish Kodem La Omer. The hashta, ubasa shelechem the ishtakid. Okay, what's going on here? you're able to bring it out of order. How? Mishkachas la. We'll say it again. The makriv omer mehanach, ishrus kodem shelechem ubasa omer the ishtakid. You're going to bring the wheat that was planted on Rosh Chodesh Iyar next year for the omer, right?
Next year's omer.
V'shtei alechem mehanach, the ishrus kodem omer. And Shtei Alechem you'll bring from Sunday to Kippur before the Omer, the Hashtar of this year. Ubasa Shtei Alechem de Ishtakid, after Shtei Alechem of next year, right? If you can bring it out of order, and that's going to be a mess up, so therefore you can't bring it out of order.
Why are you bringing it from wheat? You bring it from barley.
No, I'm saying if you can bring it from barley. If. If you can bring it from wheat. So you can't do that, and you can't bring it out of order. Right, we know we rushed that at the end, but it's quite complicated. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Okay.